You're listening to the audio production of The Faith of Christopher Hitchens, The Restless Soul of the World's Most Notorious Atheist, by Larry Alex Taunton, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Prologue. Shortly after the death of Christopher Hitchens on December 15, 2011, Joel Miller, then my editor at Thomas Nelson, encouraged me to write a book about my relationship with the late atheist. I wasn't interested. I just couldn't see how writing a book like that would be anything but an exercise in self-flagellation. I prefer writing stories that are inspirational and redemptive. Writing The Grace Effect was pure joy for me. That story, the story of my remarkable adopted daughter, Sasha, is full of redemption. But the arc of Christopher's life contained few redemptive elements, so far as I could see. A bare reading of the biographical facts would likely lead any Christian to conclude that he led a life of rebellion and died. The end. Where's the inspiration in that? And there was an additional consideration. I did not want to betray any confidences the way it seems friends and acquaintances of celebrities so often do. However, I gradually came to see Christopher's life in a different light. Redemption comes in many forms, and in this story, it is for the reader. Most of us have someone like Christopher Hitchens in our lives, someone we love who is so hell-bent on self-destruction that we feel powerless to help them. If his life had a black box, this book is sifting through the wreckage to find it and understand precisely what went wrong. In the final analysis, there is something to be learned about how we, the living, are to process these lost relationships.